Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
First King, we want to look at verse 51. We actually really want to look at verse 48, 1 Kings chapter 7. You have it. 1 Kings 7, the word of our God. For surely the grass would wither and the flowers thereof would fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever. 1 Kings, the 7th chapter. We want to look at beginning at verse 48. Three verses here in this particular passage of scripture. And it reads, "And Solomon made all the vessels that pertain unto the house of the Lord, the altar of gold, and the table of gold, whereupon the showbread was, and the candlesticks of pure gold, five on the right side, and five on the left, before the oracles with the flowers, and the lamp, and the tongues of gold, and the bowls, and the snuffer, and the basin, and the spoon, censers of pure gold, and the hinges of gold, both of the door and of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house, to wit, of the temple," verse 51, "and so was ended all the work that the King Solomon made for the house of the Lord. And Solomon brought in the things which David, his father, had dedicated, even the silver and the gold and the vessels, did he put among the treasures of the house of the Lord." That is the word of God. And I want to talk for just a little while from this thought and from this subject, refurnishing the house of the Lord. Refurnishing the house of the Lord. Refurnishing the house of the Lord. And brothers and sisters, here in our text, the writer describes how that the house of the Lord, the temple, was refurnished. Solomon, who was instructed to build the house, because David, his father, had blood on his hands. And God would not allow him to build the house. But he said to David that, to David that your son Solomon will build me a house. But even though David could not build the house, it was in David's heart to furnish all of the material for the work of the house of the Lord and for the building of the temple. And not only for the building of the temple, it is that as we look at this text, also for the furnishing of the temple. If you would allow me to use verse 51 to pivot on, because the text says, and so was ended all the work that King Solomon made for the house of the Lord. His father had dedicated even the silver and the gold he brought into the house of the Lord. And brothers and sisters, it's good to see the work of the house of God. We thank God for the Antioch Baptist Church, Pastor Mathis, and all those who labored in the work to refurnish the Lord's house. I know it wasn't easy. There were times when you were tired, times when you had to keep on going. Amen, somebody. I know, I'm a witness. I pass here every day. We are neighboring churches. And I saw the pastor and members going and coming, sacrificing their time. Not only their time, but they have sacrificed their resources. Because you can't do this work without resources. It takes money to refurnish the house of God. I walked in here a time or two, and pastor showed me around, and it didn't look nothing like this. Yeah, because the whole building had been gutted. And all I was looking at was the other side of this roof. The floors was not here. The walls were not painted, and the choir stand in this area here was all tore down. Amen. But now look at it. Look at what the Lord has done. And I know it wasn't easy, and I know there may have been some here that maybe had some objections, and like it said in the book of Haggai in 2 in verse 3, it said, how many of you among you that remember the former house, but how do you see it now? For it is marvelous in our sight. There are times when we have to refurbish. We can't stay in the old. Time when we got to refurnish. Amen. We like new things in our house. We spend money on new things in our house. We buy furniture. Amen. Sometimes even when we don't need it. We just want something new. Y'all talk back to me. But we have problems when it comes to the house of the Lord. We have problems when it comes to refurbishing the house of the Lord. But can I tell you, brothers and sisters, that's no place I'd rather be than in the house of the Lord. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. My house is all right, but it ain't nothing like the house of the Lord. Somebody ought to talk to me. There's no place. I'm like the psalmist that said, Psalms 122, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand in thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up unto the testimony of Israel,
where thou the Lord command the blessings. Just good to be in the Lord's house. Amen. And then not only that, but to see it refurbished. We look at this particular text, my brothers and sisters. It shows us the refurbishing or the refurnishing of the Lord's house. And I can look at this particular text and tell you it wasn't cheap neither. You know, we go everywhere else and we spend money on everything else, but when we come to the Lord's house, we want to act cheap. We want to be cheap with God. Some of us are tipping God right now. We're just tipping God. We ain't tithing. We're just tipping God. Oh, but when something happened in our lives and when we need God the most, what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Takes money, takes resources. And look at this particular text, and I want to show you this in this particular text. That's about three or four things that I want to lift out of this text, and then I'm going home. Y'all won't see me no more the rest of this week. Me and Sister Lodge is going yonder. There are about three or four things I want you to see in this particular text. The first thing, brothers and sisters, that we see in this text is the furnishing of the Lord's house. Now watch this. I didn't make it up. Notice what it says in verse 48. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertain unto the house of the Lord. The altar of gold, the table of gold, wherein stood the showbread, and the candlesticks of pure gold, five on the right hand and five on the left. And so here in this particular text, we see the furnishing of the Lord's house. Amen. Where he brought in the furnishing. He brought in the table. Come on, talk back to me. Whatever was needed for the Lord's house, he brought it in. And I know the text deals with Solomon building the house of the Lord. But since the house of God is already built, we just want to deal with the furnishing of the Lord's house. And he brought all of those things into the Lord's house. Not only do we see here in this text the furnishing of the Lord's house. Oh, shuck, I had some. I just put that up.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Broke all the time. Got your friends looking like, what are you doing now? Got God in your life. Everything just right. Went from the bus stop.